getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's going on? You've got the Bottom Line on a Friday edition here, 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. We listened to a snippet of the Verbi rant earlier.
So you've never heard it in its entirety,
have you? I've never listened
to
it in its entirety.
Which I think I only have
to catch up because I just did for the first time.
It's amazing. We're going to have to tweet that out just as a throwback Thursday at some point. But it's Friday. We can't do it today.
You kept trying to bring it back.
No, I did.
It wasn't coming back.
Come on. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. And then I just quit after a while.
Yeah, I am.
Suck it!
Yeah.
I forgot there was a suck it in there. Oh, Verbi. Where are you? We just want to talk, man.
I just want another rant. I never got to meet Verbi. He was gone before me.
Yeah, he was fun.
Don't forget the Benchmark hotline is open, 806-771-0973. If you call there, you will hear the sparkling vocals of one Jackson Frazier.
Yeah, call us, dorks. Sorry, that whole rant, listening to it again, you got me all fired up. No one ever calls anymore. Call. We'll answer questions.
We have a chat line.
I know, but there's part of me that does miss some of the old school sports talk radio of getting some phone calls. And
you know who doesn't miss that is the producers, because they're the ones who are on the hot button, the drop button.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was on that side for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, screening some calls too.
Yeah. All right, what do we want to talk about? Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, nope, you're gone. Coming in hot. Are you a person that prefers to talk in everyday life, not on the radio side, everyday life? Do you like talking on the phone?
Yeah.
Do you like calls and calling people?
In the car, I tend to call someone every time I get in the car and head across town. Now, it takes me 20 minutes to get home from anywhere, for the most part. Especially this side of town.
So you're not alone for a drive every single day?
Yeah, I'm a lonely guy. I call mom or... I just find it easier to call than text. I'll call my mom or call my wife, see if I need to get anything before I go home. You know, we kind of live out in the boonies, so we have to call and say, hey, do I need to run to the store before I go back out of town? But yeah, I like talking on the phone more than I do texting, for sure.
Texting's so much easier.
It's more convenient.
I like, don't get me wrong, I like face-to-face conversation. I do. When the fluff over the phone, for some reason, especially if you are going to see that person at some point, that's different if you're talking to your mom, or you're talking to a friend that lives somewhere where you're not going to see them at least for 3 months. But going to see you within the week, I don't love phone calls. I would much rather have a text.
Nah. It depends who. Yeah, I would say it does depend who.
Also, if it was an important conversation, I can remember it better if I have it in writing. You know what I mean? Hey, I need you to go do this.
Yeah.
For some reason, if I forget that conversation, I can go to the text. Oh, yeah, they said they need me to go pick this up. I'd much rather have that. But yeah, the Benchmark hotline is open, 806-771-0973. Hey, I've got a question for you guys in the chat line. An early Jamie's question of the day. What you guys
Not
do?
Not Jamie.
I don't know. Choisters. Choice to men. J6 Mafia.
Boys to men.
I want you guys to take out, so for you, I want you to take out the Cowboys. And Jackson, obviously for you, I want you to take out the Eagles. I just want,
that Jackson's that much of a sinner. I mean, Jesus came for the sick, and there are no more sick than the Eagles fans, so you do need some Jesus, Jackson.
You've heard a story of why he's an Eagles fan, right? It's because of the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think I've heard this, but yeah, doesn't matter.
They pushed me away.
You're a freaking Dallas guy, right? Mavericks guy.
Born and raised.
I mean, and you like the Eagles.
A freaking Dallas guy, Jackson.
I love them.
What part of Dallas are you from?
Arlington.
Okay.
So anyway, take out the Cowboys. Take out the freaking Eagles, Jackson. NFL storyline you're most interested in.
Punch you
What? You're going to freaking punch me?
At some point, yeah.
Probably. Fandom aside, what NFL storyline are you most invested in this year?
Is Patrick Mahomes still the best quarterback in the NFL? Because a lot of people have gone towards Josh Allen, and this is, you said fandom aside, this is still a fandom type of one, but it's outside the Cowboys.
I did only say take the Cowboys out. So
you did.
Cop out. It'll work. I'll allow it.
No, but that is my question, because a whole lot of people have been like, oh, I want Josh Allen over him. And it's fine. Or Justin Herbert's as good as Pat Mahomes. Or watch out for Joe Burrow. It feels like we're a very, I mean, as a society, we're like, we want the next shiny new thing. Mm-hmm. Yet 3 years ago, people had said, Patrick Mahomes might be the best quarterback ever. Every sports show, everybody overreacts in the moment to everything. Mm-hmm. But when you're looking at a sheer talent, arm talent, and just, holy crap, how did he do that? I still don't look anywhere else but Pat Mahomes in the league. Josh Allen has huge arm talent. He's fast. He's a great quarterback. But Mahomes took a step back last year in just overall numbers. There were games where absolutely you saw him not as in sync with his receivers as we had seen in previous years. So do we see him return to the form that got him MVPs and brought him to the Super Bowl? Or do we see more of what we saw last year? Which is still top-tier quarterback. It's just not the top quarterback in the league.
And that's a good point, because granted, he did take a step back, but you go into what their offense was, and they wanted him to because they wanted more of a running game in there as well.
Right.
I agree. There was times where he was a little out of sync, but you still had times where he was hitting receivers in the face mask. And this is going post-Super Bowl hilarious meme where now you have Tyreek Hill saying, boy, Tua's just as accurate as Patrick Mahomes was, and it goes to that where he is child whiffing at a football.
Well,
there was still that last year, but there was some out of sync. But what I hated from commentators, and you use the word old fuddy-duddy, is, well, he just needs to take some of the fun stuff out of his game. That's what makes him special.
Yes. I mean, that's where it's like, how did he do that? The jaw-dropping plays of how is he parallel to the ground throwing that football, which should have been caught in the Super Bowl against the 49ers. All of that... 49ers? Buccaneers, sorry.
Buccaneers,
all of that together, dominated. It's just a... There was no question 2 years ago. Everybody's saying Patrick Mahomes is the best guy in the league. My biggest question this year is, does he return to that form where he leaves no doubt?
And I think part of it is what spawned is that who he lost to in that Super Bowl before last year. Because it was supposed to be, the storyline was the next GOAT beats the
old,
current GOAT.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. And the Chiefs' defense was pretty atrocious. The offensive line play was atrocious. The only one who played well in that game was Patrick Mahomes. But then you saw those questions of those young guys, and now you look in your own division, or in their own division. To your point, to all the guys you named, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, is Justin Herbert, is he better than Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah. No, I'm
not
saying
yet.
Yeah, like,
not yet.
No.
And I don't think he will
none
be.
None of these guys, I think Josh Allen still hadn't proved it. But Mahomes still has the ring that Allen doesn't. Mahomes still has the MVP award that Allen doesn't. I mean, so many people are saying...
Four AFC championships in a row.
Yeah, I mean, there's things where we are, as a society, we just want to move on to the next one. It's like the next shiny toy, the new one, is always better. And I don't know that should happen.
Not
here.
Every single player is the greatest of all time. I'm not even...
Speaking of... Oh, Tom Brady, did you see that this year will be the first year in his career that he will be the highest paid player in the league? He actually will. Well, the way the contract's set up this year, he's going to make $45 million, and it's the first time ever in his career he's done that. Though
You want to talk about ultimate winner because the deals he was giving New England could keep talent around him.
For sure.
Yeah, but not.
Sorry, I'd say
no. Not every single, because you're so. I mean, you're right. You want to crown the next shiny thing, the next greatest
of
all time.
Do. Yeah, we move on.
I always go back to the Derrick Rose comparison in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I mean, fantastic first couple of years in the NBA, but before he really started having the knee injuries rolling, he was incredible. But you started immediately seeing, because he was so young, boy, next Michael Jordan. Oh my gosh. You hadn't even seen what LeBron James' career was.
you're exactly right.
And you
right.
were like, next Michael Jordan. He's a Bull.
Yep.
MVP. And you're doing that with younger quarterbacks. And I mean, you have, even with Patrick Mahomes, I'm hesitant. Because is he on that kind of staircase and that ladder to that title? Yeah, but I mean, you got to have a longer stint than what you've had. Am I wrong in thinking that?
No.
And
no.
I don't think he'll drop off, but I'm just saying, like, can we let people have careers? Can we let them reach 30 before we're like, man, greatest career I've ever seen?
No. Why would we do that?
We'll take versus take next right here on the bottom line. Jackson has the questions. You've got us on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
That music means it's time for the fastest growing game show in the world, Take versus Take. You got us here on the bottom line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com.
Can I help you?
Can I help you?
Just checking my reflexes.
They look good, I got to tell you. Clint Scott.
You're not saying bench warmers?
Oh, that's right.
That's from Napoleon Dynamite in that movie.
John Heater.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever happened to him?
He's still around.
Is he?
Yeah, I think they're making a Napoleon too.
No, are they? I mean, I'm not fighting it.
No, I don't know. I saw a video of him and Pedro hanging out.
Oh, I believe they're still friends.
So, I don't know.
In real life, but that's what...
Sorry.
I watched that movie
with my... I'm bad about sidetracking you.
It's all right. I'm just sidetrackable. I watched that movie with my friends and my older sister, who was a senior in high school at the time, took us to go see the movie, and she... much more mature than I, walked out and said...
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Said, it's not a high bar. Said, I will be in the car. Let me know when you guys are done with this movie. Couldn't finish it. She couldn't finish it.
My dad loves that movie.
So funny. Clint Scott with Choice Woodman and Jackson Fraser. Choice and I are your competitors today on Take versus Take. Jackson has the questions. We've already taken up enough of Jackson's time. Take it away.
All right, Clint, we'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You know why?
Never mind. Choice, we'll start with
Prove
you.
No.
Do him first. Do him first. If Kill you could, him.
Choice. If you could talk to one species of animal.
Get in trouble.
Which one would you pick?
Oh, man. That's a good one. One species to talk to.
I know his answer. It's the box jellyfish.
No. Wouldn't want to talk to them. Man, I'm going like full... Dr. Doolittle here. Can I influence them?
I mean, if you can negotiate with them.
I mean, yeah, if you can talk to them, I'm assuming they can understand you too. Otherwise, the entire conversation with them still being
well,
like, what
know,
are you
like,
saying?
Are they still
I'm trying
be...
to talk to you, Mr. Tiger.
No,
I got nothing, dude.
No, I'm just going to be like, am I going to be able to coax him out of killing me if that's the case? I will go with... Yeah, the alligator. I think alligators would be awesome. There's so many different things that you can do on land. Or quit shaking your head.
You're getting eaten, dude. What he's telling you is,
no.
Would you like to count my teeth with your arm?
Okay, I'll count them. We're still in. I think it'd be pretty fun to chat with an alligator. See what's going on in the swamps of Louisiana. What those swamp people are actually doing. Off the camera? Yeah. It'd be pretty fun.
I am deciding between a snake just to see, like, when he actually talks, if he still goes, so, like I think he does.
Mm.
Or I think I'm going to go with a bald eagle because for a lot of the same reason, I want to know what his sky-like view is of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, like, hey, I'd ask him stuff. How fast can you dive and pull up before you hit the ground? What's it like being the national animal of America? Just the U.S. bird. What's it like being that way?
Mm.
What's it like having large talons? You have mostly a fish diet? Could you catch a snake in front of me in the water?
You actually, I mean...
I have a lot of questions for eagles, apparently.
So you're going with eagle over snake?
I'm going with the eagle over
snake. I was
about
to say, we've already gotten to talk to the snake here in Lubbock before. previous basketball head coach.
Snake.
You're welcome.
I think I'm going to go with Clint because the alligator.
Both terrible answers.
The alligator will inevitably probably eat one of y'all.
No, yeah, I would be able to use him for our own good.
He could understand your screaming too, which makes it even worse. That's how murderous those things are. I hear your cries of pain, and I don't care.
I would use him to bite Clint.
He's literally cold-blooded.
Not kill, just bite.
You're a terrible friend. You don't know how to prank people.
We're friends?
Hey, man. You're my friend.
Okay. Man, I would have treated you nicer if I knew you were on that staff. Okay.
All right, Clint. Let's take out the four main, I guess, food hockey, groups.
Okay.
Soccer, football, basketball, baseball. So five. If you had to start just getting super in-depth with like some other sport, what would it be?
Oh, I would love to get into rugby more. I enjoy whenever they have like the seven and sevens. Is that what it's called?
Rugby sevens is what it's called. You really need to get into it more.
I enjoy when you see it there, or like when you see it on the Olympics, stuff like that. And granted, it's mostly because it's the closest thing to football. But there's just when I've sat down and watched it, I really enjoy the level of play. I like the level of not stopping the entire time. And then you see some major hits, too. I always root for the guy that every once in a while, every few years, like, tries out for the NFL that's from rugby. So I was like some massive dude. Like, well, is that a defensive lineman? Like, no, he's rugby's version of a running back over there. Oh, okay, that's terrifying.
The Eagles left tackle is a rugby player.
There you go.
Former rugby player.
This is my turn.
Your turn.
It usually bounces back and forth.
Yeah. Okay. I think I am I'm going to go... Wait, is this just like covering sports or actually getting into as in playing sports as well?
You're diving deep into it.
You're picking like a team. And
yeah, you're getting into the whole...
I think, okay, truth cricket. It looks like they have a ton of fun over there in India and, you know, wherever else they play cricket, but India seems to be the main one. Cricket looks amazing too. The whole wicket thing and then the bouncing it off the ground and hitting homers.
Wicket and cricket.
Plus that play I saw the other day kind of made me want to watch more cricket where they caught the ball and they're falling over the fence that's like half a foot high, have to toss it back in and then catch it again. It was, you know what play I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
That was pretty amazing.
But you know the meme? It's like a bald guy, and he's got his arms crossed, and he's looking very just, I don't like what I'm watching. That's if you expand it. Uh-huh. Found out that's from a cricket game.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, the Indian guy that's like sitting here just like.
Very unimpressed.
Yeah. No, I think.
You could use cricket for both of your answers.
That's true. Cricket, I think, would be a blast to get into, and I think it'd be pretty fun in the U.S.
I'm going to go with choice.
That's a terrible pick. Don't be nice to him just because he's the guest.
No, I get the point then.
Cricket's better answer.
You know why you couldn't talk to a cricket? Because it would just be silence.
I think you should lose the whole thing just for that. I mean, just my personal opinion, but we'll see. We'll see what the question is. That was his answer to the question. Gosh.
All right, Choice, last question. What is your... I don't know another way to put it besides just like guilty pleasure movie. What movie do you like that you don't want people to know that you like?
Oh, gosh.
I don't want people to know that I like.
There's really not much shame in my game, Jackson. I'm okay with people knowing most everything. Like I've said out loud that I'm a pretty big Cher fan. I think the movie... that would be me guilty pleasure-esque is a Walk to Remember. I think that's the first movie I ever cried watching.
Is that the one where it's like the preacher's daughter?
Yep, Mandy Moore.
Cancer?
Yeah, she gets cancer. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, I'm sure we've got so many people.
15 years old. My sister and mom used to put that on the basement TV.
Oh, it's old. That was like the first Nicholas Sparks movie that came out. Yeah, that A Walk to Remember, I liked it quite a bit. Mostly because I had the hots for Mandy Moore growing up, and she has a nice voice too. So that would be mine. There's plenty of like rom-coms that I could have gone with, but I don't feel like those are guilty.
Depends on which one. I'm kind of in the same boat to you, though. There's not a lot of shame to my game either, when there probably should be.
All right, you lose.
I do lose. No. I think I'll go Mean Girls.
I think there's that's not like guilty pleasure. That's the first one that popped in my head. That's just a funny movie.
I think it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
She doesn't even go here.
You gotta give it like a cheesier movie than that. Sorry, I'm making up the rules and it's not my game.
This is not your show.
This is not my game at all.
This is not your game. This is not your show. That's what I'm sticking with. I think all it's right. hilarious.
Fine, I'm changing my answer. He gets to use that. No, I won't. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go with choice because Mean Girls, there should be no,
right.
no shame.
No right. shame there's no shame it. In liking Mean Girls. There's also The Proposal is another rom-com that I find Ryan really Reynolds, funny. Yeah, Sandra Bullock. Ryan Reynolds. It's pretty
What's
funny.
The other? Okay, this might have worked. What's the Ryan Reynolds one where he goes, like, he's an agent for, like, a superstar, and she's just the most atrociously acting person, and he goes back to his hometown, gets, like, a tooth knocked out playing hockey?
Oh, that one is funny. Just Friends.
Just Friends. Does that one count? Does that one
no.
win?
I don't know. That one's pretty funny.
Congratulations to Tracy winner for Take First Take today. I got robbed again. More Bottom Line at 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com when we come back.
Bringing you the truth or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
A Friday edition of The Bottom Line, rounding out hour number two. Hour number three will be coming up next. Clint Scott with Choice Woodman and Jackson Frazier. You've got us on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Plenty of thoughts rolling in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts like this. Y'all look up the scientific use of dork before you keep throwing it around. You actually knew what it was.
Yeah. Did you look it up?
You told me. Why would I look it up?
I don't know. You took my...
I'm very trusting.
Which is interesting coming from the biggest liar that I know.
That's because I'm secure with being wrong.
Does he lie to you a lot, Jackson?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well.
It's the long con for Jackson. You'll see. this on the chat line from T-Money. When you have a driver... and you're in the back seat, it's something to kill time. Intercom to the driver or call random people on the phone. Signed, Choice.
Thanks for texting in, Hacks.
No, it's from T-Money.
No, okay.
Bullfighter says, we only like to call when we can beat you in the Pick'em Challenge. Did he ever get his prize pack?
I've still got it. I'm actually waiting on one more item to come in so I can put it in his prize pack. Dead serious. Since I've made him wait forever, I want to give him a special item.
Don't take any special items from Choice.
Well, we were talking about certain types of pipes earlier.
You know what? Better to leave it alone, Bullfighter. Maybe safer. That's how you end up in the Verby hole over at the Whitman Estates.
You want some candy?
Oh, my gosh. I can't get this in the back of my van. My arm's broken.
You're actually pretty good at that voice. You know, I've only seen that movie one time ever.
Oh, really?
I've never even seen, like, part of it. You know how you watch, like parts of movies?
Up on TV yeah, and yeah. You got, like, the end
I've
of
never
it.
Seen yeah. any, like, I've only sat there and watched it once through, and that was it.
See, and
that, I liked it, actually, a lot.
Well, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
You got to be in the mood for that. I mean, it depends if you like psych thrillers.
That's the move.
And see, that's one for me I have seen a lot of times on TV and not, I mean, I've seen it and it's an entirety on its own, but I see that on TV all the time. It's like The Lord of the Rings or The Phantom Menace. I just always find it on TV for some reason. This on the chat line, how can someone have that much to say all the time? Are the other people annoyed? Got to entertain Choice again because he's driving 4 miles. Listen to the radio, Waco. Yeah, Choice.
What? We could do that?
Yeah.
You know, if there are any good shows to listen to, I would totally do it.
Especially about 12 to okay. 3 when you get
no,
off.
No, so to be honest, I the time I listen to our stations the least is right after I get off.
I get that, though. You just finished.
Right. Like,
and as much as we enjoy this, I get the, like...
Right. It's just, like, I need just a reset. Tiny break. So, like, usually, my normal day, I'll finish my show at noon, and then I'll drive over to the gym, usually, and play racquetball or basketball. And then after that, I turn you guys on. Usually, like, right in time for take versus take or so. And that's why I never really hear the 12 to 1 hour. Because
you don't want to hear Sneed.
But I
you guys are fighting.
I really listen to our station.
I will not listen to a ref.
No, I do listen to Sneed.
Just kidding. This on the chat line. So Mahomes isn't premier, but Dan Marino / Jim Kelly are. What did they win? Yes, you are absolutely wrong. If Mahomes retires tomorrow, his career is fully a success. Super Bowl win, 2 Super Bowl appearances, MVP, Super Bowl MVP. Sorry, completely disagree.
With what?
Yeah, I don't...
Like, who are you disagreeing with?
You didn't say... I'm assuming he's disagreeing with you.
I was arguing in favor of Mahomes.
You didn't say that at all. And also...
I'm saying people that are already moving on from Mahomes are silly. That was my point.
You didn't use the word premier. You said, like, top number one...
Yeah, I'm saying the best quarterback in the league right now. That's what I'm saying. 2 years ago... Every single person on every talk show that had any lick of sense was saying Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback. That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's definitely question and debate because Mahomes didn't have a perfect season last year. So
didn't have a perfect season. Didn't win 3 Super Bowls in a row. Didn't appear in 3 Super Bowls in a row. My goodness, he must be falling off the map.
What's going on?
Axel Frog. All right, it is time for Jamie's
choices.
Question of the day. It's time for
Jamie's. I didn't know if there was any music.
Jamie's question of the day on 100.7 The Score is presented by Bizarre Solutions. Call them today for a free cybersecurity audit.
Jackson, I told you I was excited for all 3 hours, but I don't know if we're going to keep doing that. Just kidding, man.
I'm going to let you pick a category.
Ooh, it's like a game show.
Yeah, I've got like 3 questions here.
I'll take Lick of Sense for 400, Alex. I'll take Talking to Alligators.
No, I'm not going to let you pick a category. Never mind.
Dang it.
If a genie granted you 2 more championships for the Chiefs, with the caveat that Patrick Mahomes only plays 2 more seasons in his career, would you take it or roll the dice for more career?
No, I'd roll the dice.
Even if you're guaranteed. I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan, and we haven't had a championship since I was 5.
But when's the last time 6. You appeared in one? When's the last time?
When I was 6.
When does it seem like you're going to appear? Like, I'm confident that he will get 2 more. And so I think he can have 2 plus more. And I could be way wrong, but I think, and he's signed up long-term in Kansas City.
Oh, his division's getting pretty tough.
It is getting tough, but it was tough last year.
True.
It's been tough.
They didn't get there last year, Clint.
Well, it's because they had a terrible, terrible secondary performance against just double cover Jamar Chase. Cover Jamar Chase.
Might as well call that horrible. Secondary perforated lines.
And that's something.
That's how terrible they were.
Well done.
Thank you.
Do you know how you lick a sense? Put a penny on your tongue. You said lick a sense. I'm saving that, and I wasn't going to say it because it was stupid, but then you said
that's pretty.
That. So no, I
that's pretty bad.
This and I don't want to seem arrogant with it, but I think that he will be an elite to what we were just talking about, an elite quarterback for the majority of his career. And even if, let's say, in 7 years he starts to have a decline, and it's slight, or let's say it's to the rate of what Aaron Rodgers has been, or even Tom Brady. And I know those are throwing big names along with him. And again, I was just one saying, can we wait till they're 30? Say they're a goat, but if he's on that same lineage, sign me up for his entire career. Because I also want to watch him longer than just 2 more years.
Yeah, that's...
If he was gone in 2 years, I would feel like robbed.
We would be cheated. Like I think...
And not just as a Chiefs fan, the NFL would be robbed.
Exactly. I feel like as an NFL fan, in my lifetime, there are 2 guys I look at and say, man, we're kind of cheated. And not towards those players. It just feels like as a fan, it's like, why didn't we get more? And that's Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. Those two guys, it's like...
That's a good thing they didn't get drafted by the Lions.
I know. It's, yeah, we don't have to worry about this. But those two guys, I feel like we didn't get everything. Everything there was to offer. And everybody's got their own decision. Completely fine with them making the decision to retire. But just saying, I'd probably go with you. What about you, Jackson? If you could guarantee two more Super Bowls in the next 2 years, would you take that or roll the dice on
for the Eagles?
No, this is for Mahomes.
We're not allowing you to.
This is just pro Mahomes.
Super Bowls for
this
the
is
Eagles.
For Mahomes. You know
the freaking Eagles, Jackson.
Because I'm not telling you to hang it up with Jalen Hurts. No one would care about that.
No, I would have taken that and ran with the Eagles. But
yeah, that's a little different.
With the Chiefs,
he's not even here anymore. If that happens,
I'm rolling it. They have what 9 years left of his contract.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean
he's at least gonna get there more than twice. I would say.
Yeah, you would think
and
that.
And guess what? They are committed to surrounding him with talent.
But
I know Tyreek Hill left, but you look at some of the receivers they added and drafted, it's not like, well, he's good enough. We can just let people start to leave and we don't have to fill those holes.
Here's the other side, though. Aaron Rodgers, who would have guessed he would only have one championship at this point in his career after he won the first one? Most people would have thought he would have got a second one by now.
And I see your point, but again, this goes back to how much have the Packers helped him? Seriously.
Oh, not much.
Not a lot. But also, what was the relationship with him and the people that were supposedly... like, it's a different situation in Kansas City.
Apples and potatoes there, for sure. It's pretty far off. Much different. I would say...
potatoes.
No, I think that... I'm with you. That's the right answer, to roll the dice on it. Even if you didn't get two more championships, even if you got one more championship and 10 more years out of his career... you're still getting the enjoyment of getting to see him and perform at a high level for the rest of his career.
So I tried to answer this from a non-Chiefs fan side and then also just the a fan side. If I also dive completely into the Chiefs side, the garbage trash can quarterback play you saw until Alex Smith got there, to be fair, and then the big step that you still took to Patrick Mahomes, I would be so afraid you would fall back into that cycle. I don't want to test it.
I never said how his career would end in 2 years. The texter's right. It would be Jackson Mahomes getting him expelled from the league.
Jackson. Could we not, you know, get him locked up or something?
Not yet.
More bottom line traded. When we come back on 100.7.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hour number three of the Bottom Line. You've got us on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. The Benchmark Hotline is open, 806-771-0973. You can take us anywhere with the mobile app. That is brought to you by Happy State Bank. We are live from the 100.7 The Score First United Bank Studios. Keep hitting us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Yeah, that one. That one.
It's your crocodile, isn't it?
I hate your guts. This is exactly why we're doing this. All right, you
I eat baked beans for breakfast, don't I? It's me, I'm Australian.
Why do you use Dick Van Dyke's voice every time?
I was doing what you were doing.
Okay, there are 13 on here, so we gotta zip through them. You have to get 13 out of 13 to pass.
To not be British.
No, I'm just kidding. You have to get... I will say 7 out of 13.
Okay.
8. 8. All right. We say fall in America.
Okay.
What do they say over there?
Autumn.
1 for 1. We go with janitor over here. What do they say across the pond?
Dirty cleaners. Dirty cleaners.
Dirty cleaners is almost correct. Caretaker.
Okay, that's much nicer.
Caretaker is nicer than janitor?
No.
Okay.
It's not.
Than dirty cleaners. All right. If you're referring to a guy here, you say, yeah, that guy.
A mate.
Oh, no, that would be Australia.
I say it in British culture too.
Hey, this is where you need your Dick Van Dyke voice in your head.
Governor.
Chap.
Chap.
Chap is what we're looking for.
Okay.
Number one answer.
I'm not going to feel bad if I fail this list.
You're one for three.
Now that I know what it is.
So four. Checkers.
What do they call checkers?
Yeah.
Circle squares.
Drafts. This is a real thing.
Like they play drafts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they play drafts.
Could never be British.
Actually, I think you are... You have the arrogance of a British man. You just need to get the voice down and apparently the jargon. Garbage man. You're doing poorly on this if you haven't figured this out.
Garbage man in British is a wickety thumper. That sounds British.
It's the dustman.
Ooh, that's kind of cool. The dustman.
A movie?
Dustman.
This one's pretty simple.
A film.
There you go. We got two, folks. Fire department. You know what they call it?
The fire department is the flame killers in England.
Flaming killers, actually. No. fire brigade.
Ah, brigade. That's a very British word.
Bro. Soccer. Here's an easy one.
Foosball.
Okay.
Football.
Girl.
Lady.
No, if a guy's chap, what do you think a girl is?
Spurs.
Last.
Boots.
Okay. That's all you get.
Did I win?
I'm giving you the full 13.
No, keep going.
No.
Keep going. I want to do better.
Garage sale.
A garage sale.
Car boot sale is what it is.
That's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Teller. Which, this is dumb.
Just a banker?
Yeah, cashier.
Cashier.
Mm. All right. And tie, as in tie in a sports event.
It's a
You're really bad at this.
Even decision.
It would be a draw.
Wow. I feel really American right now.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad.
This actually blew up in my face because you came off as more American. And I didn't. That was not my intent. So I think you got like two of these right.
There's only one answer. That's correct, right? There's only one thing that I care about in that quiz, and it's freedom. Taking out tyranny.
Sure.
I feel good. I feel good. That's the first time I have failed something, and I feel good that
good.
I failed it.
Good. You actually passed by failing. So.
I thought it was going to be by me failing makes me seem more British, but you just made me feel more American.
That's what we're going
for. And I'm proud to be an American.
Why would you go with that accent?
What?
Are you making fun of Lee Greenwood?
No. Just singing the song. Right. Well, cool. Jackson, you are dead to me. Glad it didn't work out for you either. Choice's movie is Bridget Jones' Diary, that on the Exploring Center chat line. Is that true?
I've never seen nor know who's in that movie. I think they've
Bridget
referenced it.
Jones.
Okay, she is. No, but like, who's the actress?
I think it's... What's the... She's very...
Renee Zellweger.
Plastic. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Colin Firth's in it. Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
That sounds like a terrible movie. Too many British people.
He would pass that quiz, hands down.
There's too many British people.
Shelley says this for Jackson's question of what animal would you talk to if you could. Gotta go with a goose. Talk to me, goose. And then it talks back. That'd be a trip.
That actually, yeah. I think that answer and then the female answer, like women. Women are animals.
Yeah.
You got you a good one. She's an animal.
Yeah, it was in the chat line. I want to be able to understand women.
That's the right answer. The goose one is fantastic. I think
that's a funny one. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Harrison said, gotta be dogs. Do they consider themselves man's best friend? Also, so much like, diversity in one species. Hashtag diversify. Yeah, like what if you're like, are you man's best friend? It's like, actually, my best friend is Spot. He's a dog that we meet up at the park. He's really cool. He's hilarious. He's got a great joke about golden retrievers. It's basically a human blonde joke. You might not get it because you're not a dog.
I think that dogs would be the worst answer for that. I love that I can talk to my dog and he's not sitting there telling me how stupid I am. Well, for talking to a dog first and foremost, but
do you talk for your dog?
No.
Oh, I do it a lot. No. I do it for all of our animals.
After I thought about it more, raccoon, I think, would be the answer. Partially because, again, go back to the Dr. Doolittle days.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, I think it's actually Doolittle, too, where there's a pretty nefarious raccoon that will go and steal stuff for you if you want.
That's not a bad answer. You know the show, like, it's like inside the mind of a serial killer and they sit down and they like have these really personal interviews? That's what I imagine it would be like if you could hear what a spider was thinking, because they're just in the corner just having terrible, terrible thoughts.
Yeah.
They deserve to be set on fire. More indeed. Bottom line when we come back. You've got us on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is 2:15, which means it is time to judge Choice for whatever he's doing in the chair. You know what's funny?
You didn't know what that was?
People on TV can watch you. I was at a side vision. I'm looking forward. Juggling?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. This is my routine.
Uh-huh.
You really don't know The Office enough.
Oh, okay. Well, on TV you could see, but my favorite part is that on radio it's just the chair just going like...
Hold on. I need you to stand perfectly still. Come on. Off the head. Come on, bro. And catch it.
It is now 2:16, which means it's continue time for No Diggity.
This might be my favorite segment you guys do.
Really? Do you understand how it works?
There's a digitometer?
It's a digitometer.
Digitometer.
Did you bring your own, or do you need to borrow one?
I got one somewhere in my pants, so I'll have to find it.
Never mind. I was going to make a joke.
I was about to say, isn't that what No Diggity's about?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it is essentially your No Doubt, where I throw a situation out to the audience, to Choice, and to Jackson. They read their digitometers and tell me how much diggity there is in a situation. I want to talk some Texas Tech football today. I promise we would. Just took us 2 hours and 15 minutes to get to it.
Oh, good.
But we're here. You look back from the past five seasons offensively. And again, 2020, I mean, that was a COVID-shortened year, but it's still in there. And you look at total offense and the production. In 2017, you go back there. Last time, you were over 6,000 total yards. 6,170. 2018, 5,822. 2019, 5,691. Again, 2020 shortened, 4,295. And last year, 5,412. 5,412 total offensive yards.
Which is the lowest total that Texas Tech has had in 20 seasons, if you exclude the COVID year.
Mm-hmm. Of full seasons.
And 20 full seasons, you have not had a lower offensive output than last year.
And it's funny, when you look back at the Wells era, that I think that was something that you go to decision-making,
mm-hmm.
and justly so. That's the first thing that pops up. Of why he is not the coach of the Red Raiders anymore and why you have Joey McGuire in there. But you also look at some of the production side of it, and it just got went down and down and down.
Yeah.
So you bring in Kittley as your offensive coordinator. I mean, one of the most exciting offenses over the past two seasons, really, in college football, especially you go to this Western Kentucky last year, and you got with Bailey Zappe, who was in action last night, by the way, with the New England Patriots, setting records in this offense. A lot of people sought after Kittley to be their OC. Ultimately, he comes back to Lubbock. And there, again, a ton of excitement for several things. But, I mean, what the offense is going to look like and the what type of air raid will this look like? Because it is an air raid offense, but at the same time, they've been honest. It's not a true air raid. But you expect from this, from the offense, to be better,
see,
right?
See, and that's last year it was a true air raid. I mean, if we're talking about what Kittley's offense has been the last two seasons, it was an air raid at Western Kentucky and Houston Baptist.
And
I don't anticipate that it's going to be that this year.
And you look in at the Western Kentucky offense last year. Mm-hmm. You know, well, you're so excited about these tight ends, but is he even going to use them? No, yeah, the reason exactly. he didn't is because his tight ends got hurt.
And that's the reason they didn't run the football either. They didn't have running backs. They didn't have running backs. They didn't have tight ends in terms of guys you can really count on. Their best producers were their quarterback and receivers, and they utilized them. I would fully anticipate that Kittley's going to utilize his best players mm-hmm. wherever they might be on the field this year.
So going back, again, the highest total was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so you can the number you have to top is 6170.
5 years ago, 16?
17. So what'd you
have?
6170.
In the last 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of the last 5 years, year one with Kittley offense, here's your situation roundabout way of getting to it. You will have the most yards you've had total offense in the past five seasons. Where's your level of diggity at?
Is this supposed to, am I watching the sundial collapse?
Oh, this is the digitometer.
Oh, the digitometer for me is 98%.
No diggity?
No diggity.
Or you doubt it's going to happen?
No, I don't know how it works.
No diggity's no doubt. That's why I asked, and you're like, yeah, I got it. You know,
I thought I was
anything.
Trying to be young and hip, you know, all trying right. to act
it's
like
hip
I
to
knew
be
this.
Square.
Son of a gun. Hey, I am like Jamie. I'm being square. So, okay, 98% no diggity.
Okay.
Right. Did I do that right?
Sure.
Partially, I put out some preseason predictions a week ago or so, mm-hmm. and one of mine was that you can take it back one more year to the last year Patrick Mahomes was here, and I said you're going to eclipse that number. Or, sorry, that you will have the best since Patrick Mahomes was here, which was 2016, and that's 6,799 yards in 16.
You can find that article on DoubleT973.com, as well as we have several.
So yes, my pieces. So I am very much in on this. I think you're going to get a high octane offense. The 2%, mm-hmm. not the milk, but just the 2% of diggityness, diggity, is that I have not seen Joey McGuire as a head coach. In mm-hmm. terms of, I think you're going to have an explosive offense, but how much does Joey McGuire try to slow things down when he feels like he's in control? How much do you see the defense and offense working in tandem to limit plays for your defense? That mm-hmm. sort of thing. Because, I mean, we can't forget, Joey McGuire is a defensive-minded head coach. He's a guy that's where his roots are. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he wouldn't have hired Zach Kittley if he didn't want to see some good offense here. But I don't know if you're going to see, like we've seen in the past, 75 to 100 plays run on offense,
sure.
which can limit your offensive production, obviously. So that's the one unknown factor I have going into the season for the offensive production.
Jackson, what is your digitometer telling you?
Will you repeat the question again?
All right, so essentially, in the past 5 years, you will have the best offensive production you've had, the most total offensive yards. Again, that number that you have to beat, the highest one was 5 years ago in 2017. Of that time frame, with 6,170 yards is the number you have to beat.
Okay, then I'm sitting like 95% no diggity. Just a little bit of room for variables, but I think with Zach Kittley and his scheming and hopefully him just being able to take control and not have and like Coach McGuire let him do his thing and call plays and all that. Mm-hmm. I think it would be that's an easy.
So you have a 98, you have a 95, you guys like basically everything about the way they work it, you've almost completely bagged it up.
I like the way you work it. Would you so where's your digitometer at?
I'm right. I mean, I'm right with you guys. Just to have a different number, I'll split 95 and 98. Go 96.5.
Thank you. I was wondering if you're going to do a true split.
A true even split. Yeah, and the thing that I like that you've heard from this offseason is, and again, this goes back to the finding out exactly what type of, and not what type of air raid is he running. What type of air raid, again, the not true air raid, does your roster truly fit?
Right.
Because what you feel the best about what room or what position group on offense?
Offensively, running backs is...
Yes. And so You've said him. It's you've heard him say time and time again from both McGuire and from Kittley. Hey, it's the 11 best guys.
Yeah.
And so, here's a better question. After that, if you take away the quarterback, give me one player that could these numbers could hinge around. And that's not fair just to boil it down because you've got a lot of good tight ends. You've got some receivers. Again, you feel good about the running backs. But if you had to pick one.
I'm taking away the quarterback, the player that these numbers hinge on the most, I think is not Miles Price, but whoever your second receiver is. It's Miles Price. I think there's expectation that you're going to get somewhere between 800 and 1,000 yards from him. Mm-hmm. I think that's the hope. That's the expectation. He's your leading receiver coming back. But it's, okay, who's stepping up beyond that? My prediction is maybe Loic Fungi, maybe Jaren Bradley, one of those guys. But who is that outside receiver that's going to get the next most yards or maybe even lead the team in receiving? Who else is going to be in that 600 to maybe even 1,000-yard range receiving? If you have someone like that, that's where you're able to really feel like your production is full in this Kittley offense.
We'll continue this discussion on the other side right here on the bottom line. We'll also have some This Day in Sports history for you. Back with more next. You got us on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
30 more minutes of the Bottom Line here, 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com.
Oh, man.
Hey.
That's it?
Yeah, 30 more. Just 30 more.
Oh.
Seems sarcastic.
I've been counting in segments.
I know. That's a terrible one. That's a terrible sports celebration where we just saw on the TV with the Little League deal, putting up the bullhorns, rounding third, stopping.
Leave our guy Stephen Smith alone. The bull. 22 segments down, 20 or 2 to go.
Really have been counting.
For today. It's been a long Friday.
You had the early one. You had to defend your flat bill caps.
Yeah.
Had to make sure that you weren't going to match me again.
Mm-hmm. Yep, had to work on that. As far as Jamie goes, he does this occasionally just to remind me. Hey, I got it tough, man. We got 5 hours of radio a day, and he gave me the extra one too with Snead being gone today. So he tries to.
But and Jamie
check in.
Jamie is shacked up with both Kansas guys around here too.
Shacked up.
Although technically one's a Missouri guy, but
it's true. That is true.
Clint Scott with Choice Woodman and Jackson Frazier here in the Bottom Line. You got us 100.7 The Score. This on the 8th flooring center chat line. Viking, that's a scary Buffalo Bill impression. Whoa.
Vakin.
Or Bloodhammer, as someone threw out earlier. Choice got to be about to fall over. Were you about to fall over? You've heard it before because I've made fun of you.
No, I think that was, I may have looked like I was a little sleepy at one point.
That too. You've awakened more.
I've hit a Dr. Pepper and a Coke during this show, so.
I get confused.
I've been trying to be.
Is it Dr. Pepper before Coke? Which one is the safe one? I can't even remember. If only there was some way to rhyme. It's a liquor before beer.
Oh,
joke.
Okay.
Jackson got it, I assume.
Liquor? Hardly. Never mind.
Wow. Okay. Is it going to rain? I want to see the sky open up and dump. I do too. Someone puts out for their movie Seven Brothers for Seven Brides.
I don't like that movie that much. It's okay, but maybe I need to watch it again. I haven't seen it since I was younger.
I have a very sarcastic comment on the chat line.
Mm-hmm.
Good insight choice.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, Mom, for listening. I actually know that my mom's not listening right now because she's at the movie theater with my four kids and my brother's two kids.
Oh.
She's got all six grandkids at once, including two toddlers. So she's a
saint.
She's a champ.
What movie are they seeing?
That new Pets one? The DC superhero Pets movie? I don't know. The Rock. I think The Rock and Kevin Hart are in it. They are like in everything together nowadays.
They are. Best buddies.
They're funny. Central Intelligence is a funny movie.
I do like Central Intelligence.
That's a good one.
Vike, do you have a newsboy cap to go with that chimney sweep accent? This from Shelley. Clint passes the quiz by making Waco want to give up. Pop his balloon.
It's true.
I did feel like I won something today with that. That was great. Choice, what are your thoughts on all this road work?
It sucks. I will say I've worked in construction, not road construction, but construction before. So my level...
Are you constructing?
Pipes, mostly, in a refinery. Anyway, well, my level of respect for construction workers has diminished since working at said construction place because I know how much of the standing around that goes on and the, hey, no, quit working so hard. We've gotta go slow so they don't give us another job too quick.
What are you trying to do? Get to another project? Like, get this rookie out of here.
Dead serious. This stuff would go on where it's like, no, you're working too fast. We've kind of got to take it at a slower pace so we can, you know, have a job next week. That's when I worked for a contractor, though. Yeah.
Bobby Hot Dog says this for your British list that you tried to slay me with.
Hey.
Clint Scott, 2022, still unslain. Probably not on your list, but instead of calling it a gooseneck trailer, it's called a swan neck trailer in England. This could be real or sarcastic. Mm. Either way, I like it.
Quit looking at me, swan.
Ask him what they call a cat over there.
Hey, Clint, what do they call a cat over there?
Do you know? Do you know what a British cat is?
I'm looking it up.
I'm going to go with a purr face.
Gosh.
No? What is it, Jackson?
Moggy.
A moggy?
Is that right?
That's what it says.
A moggy.
I feel like most of that on that list, they try to like fancify our terms.
Moggy.
But that's someone like, give me a moggy. Like, that just sounds rude. Right? That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Cool story.
What do the British call American potato chips? Crisps. I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Choice, we were talking about Texas Tech football.
We were.
And I want to continue the conversation because I asked you the question. Essentially, if they were to eclipse more yards than they've had in the past five seasons, essentially it would be around 6,200 and higher. And I asked you a player that those stats might hinge on, and I liked your answer, where not Miles Price, but whoever that secondary receiver ends up being. And I look at this Texas Tech roster, and that's been one of the underlying storylines going into this season, is who is it actually going to be? Because on paper, I mean, it looks like you've got some dudes and like more than just one option.
Yeah.
And it's been, at least for me, that I've seen, a lot of the perspective has been, all right, who is the one? Who is the one guy that's going to step up? Well, if you get two or three, your receiving core, and young guys too, so hopefully we'll be here for a couple of years. I know you have to wait and hold your breath every year with the portal and how that shakes up. You could have one of the best receiving cores in the Big 12.
I think...
Potential-wise.
I think there is a ton of potential on this roster. Tons of it. And when it comes to the receiver position, I've heard people talk about it in the offseason of, well, that's one of the least proven groups you've got. But I just can't... I can't get any nervousness there. I can't work any up because every single year, and I realize we've gone through various regimes... But it's been the same through different regimes. The receiver position, you've always reloaded. Always. I mean, it's been almost every year you're going to have a guy that goes for 1,000 yards. And when you lose one big one, a lot of times you get a whole another one to step up. You lost, trying to make sure my brain's right on this timeline, but I think you lose Kiki QT, who has well over 1,000 yards, like 1,400 yards, to the draft. He goes to the draft, you're like, man, lost a lot of production there. Then Antoine Wesley steps up, and he goes for 1,300 yards or so. I have no idea on the numbers, but they're well over 1,000. So you've been able to reload at that position more often than not. And Eric Izakama is a huge loss. But at the same time, you look at those bodies, and you look at some of the production you got from last year, like Bradley in the bowl game, like Fungi at various points, who's been riddled with injuries but seems to be healthy now. Trey Cleveland, J.J. Sparkman. There's so many different options at receiver. Brady Boyd's a guy that's getting a lot of talk in camp. I think that this is a position that I'm not too concerned about. And you had two different – say you – Western Kentucky had two different 1,000-yard receivers last year. Mm-hmm. Two different ones that Bailey Zappe threw to. I'm not saying that you're that, that should be the expectations by any means. I'm saying that there's opportunity for that.
Yeah, and you've got question marks at a lot of position, but they're not all negative question marks.
No.
Because that's the connotation that goes with that, and I get that.
Sure,
but you have question marks at the wide receiver spot, but I feel confident with it coming into this season. And it's the same thing for the tight end group, and I'm going to loop them in here because you've got, your baseline is Henry Teeter there at the third spot in the tight end, and I think he's a fantastic third option.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're hoping Mason Tharp performs to his potential, and then now you add, Baylor Cup, and it sounds like health-wise, yep. I haven't heard anything negative about him. And you've seen expectations from preseason stuff be thrown on him. And again, you're going to get national attention when you're recruited and rated as highly as he was coming out of high school.
Number one tight end in the country out of high school.
That's going to absolutely come with it. But, I mean, you see the nods there. The question marks in both of those groups still, because you just haven't seen it. But I got a lot of confidence in him.
Yep. I think that's completely fair. So, the one part I'm curious about is running backs. How much... Because I haven't felt this good about the running back position or the potential for a rushing game since DeAndre Washington was on campus
mm-hmm.
7 years ago. You ran for 1,000 yards. He ran for 1,000 yards back-to-back seasons in 14 and 15. And Cliff Kingsbury was more than happy to do that, to run the football. I think Kittley will be the same, but a lot of that is predicated on your defense and do you have some leads? Didn't have that much last year.
And the biggest thing I think you're hoping for between the two is that they just pair each other nicely.
Yep.
You've got us on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.